Well, let's put this down for a quick second. Episode, well, can we call it episode two?
Episode one.
This is episode one. Uno. Episode 1-3. Sophisticated Ignorance Podcast. Oh, man. It's good to have you guys all here, man.
Yeah.
So we're chilling. We're at BJ Crib. Get BJ. Shout out to BJ for letting us shoot in the crib. So BJ going cool with us. You know what I'm saying? I go by the name of Tunde CO. Got a lot of names.
I'm Danny. I'm the goddess. Come on, Ja.
That's my name. You said it.
I think he got to stick up his ass today. No habit. It's not his usual vibes.
What
I
be talking about? Why you just can't be quiet? Why can't be quiet and not be bothered?
Okay. For the record, y'all. So we're passing the mics today because I'm not an organized person, and yeah.
Can somebody pass BJ the mic?
Cause you drink it.
He's here too.
Oh, okay.
Special guest.
Special guest.
Yeah, man. First dash third. BJ, aka Conflict Kid, aka Kid Credible, out here. I make beats.
Okay.
Yeah,
nigga out here with a whole promo.
I make the beats. Go
ahead. Old school stuff. Y'all gonna hear it one day. All
right, so we got that mic back, man.
Oh man, we unprofessional than a bitch for this to be our first episode. This really has to be episode number 3 or 2. Technically, it's number 2. Well, all right, you know what? So I called them all in a rush yesterday.
Right.
I kind of called y'all in a panic because I was like, yo, we got to hop on this Kanye train. I'm striking while the iron hot, boy. Okay. I don't necessarily want to go first on this because I feel like a certain type of way because I feel as though I called this entire thing coming out. Jay has expressed that he has nothing to say on this topic. You're going to end up saying something.
I'm going to get you to say something.
You're going to end up saying something.
I'm going to get you to say something. I ain't worried about it.
So, Danny, why don't you start off then? Go ahead, Danny. Any comments on Kanye West, period? See, this is why I told y'all we're not getting glass. So this is like the fourth time I'm not.
Dead ass.
So what's up? Any comments on Kanye, period?
Let's start with our special guest. I like debating.
All right, well.
I'm a debater.
All right. So Kanye has been wilding. Kanye has been coming off really crazy, you know, saying he supports Trump. And a lot of people say, like, his reasonings behind it, because Trump is a very, very hateful person. So to say that you're behind a hateful person, regardless if you say it's a free thinker, he keeps saying, call himself a free thinker. Now, I understand that the creative process that goes through Kanye when he's making these albums, when he's making these tracks, he's going through all these things, he has all these pressures. And the fact of the matter that, you know, he is part of the Kardashians, you know, we all have...
You're doing what's like, I meant to go live. Yes, you're right.
Yeah, he's part of the Kardashians. So I think they have something where they have to be out in the open. And I think his method of doing it isn't the best method, you know, especially following after Trump. He said he supported Trump from the jump, you know what I mean? So he's been said it, but the fact of the matter that he's taking pictures with Trump, he always wants to meet Trump, and we know that Donald Trump right now hasn't been, at least for most people of color, that he hasn't been supportive of people of color, you know?
That's
fine. So, you know, Kanye's situation coming out with that, I do think Kanye is wild. I do think Kanye, I mean, he can have his free thoughts or whatever, but I feel like if he got off of Twitter saying everything, then, you know, things would be better for him, you know?
What you mean? But what ain't better?
It's full of, it has so much volume in it today. Don't worry, I'm being positive.
Hey, yeah.
Stop putting so the rain yesterday. Nah. No, I sit as fuck right now.
What do you think? How do you feel? What's your opinion?
I wanted to go last, but since, I'm just going to assume you have nothing to say. So, I feel as though I called this, like I said earlier, Kanye is not dumb, and this isn't just random. This isn't like, oh, he's in a sunken place. This is 100% calculated, everything he's doing now. Whether the calculation was correct and he did it the right way, that's like up for interpretation. But I feel as though he starting with last week, so starting with Ebro, right? Hot 97. Hot 97. Starting with Ebro. Not even starting with Ebro. Let's start with Charlamagne. He brought Charlamagne out to LA, right?
Right.
Playing music for him. If you ask me, he did it so he could, you know what I'm saying, have some type, you know what I'm saying, have somebody to like come out and actually like tell the world before he gets to really tell the world. You feel me? Like Charlamagne is a part, is on the Breakfast Club. Say what you want, whether you respect them, whether you like them, whether you listen to them or not. If you have a good interview or just some type of anything that comes out on the Breakfast Club, it's going to curb anybody's enthusiasm. It's going to run the headlines. And they like running shit. They like running topics for weeks. They talk about that type of stuff. Like, yo, if we can eat off of this interview for a whole week, then we're going to eat off of it. You know what I'm saying? If you got something exclusive like Kanye got new music, and I'm pretty sure Charlamagne asked him, like, is it cool if I tell people that you got new music? Of course he's going to be like, yeah. So Charlamagne comes out initially, tells people Kanye got new music. And Kanye get back on Twitter. Or one of, you know what I'm saying, I don't know what happened first, but it was all around the same time. Kanye hops back on Twitter, tweeting all this great shit. Everybody's going crazy, right? Nobody was hating. Everybody loving it. Then Ebro comes around. Ebro, I don't really know what to call it. I don't know if he was really sick about it or nothing, but apparently he had a conversation. He said he had a conversation with Sahai, and Kanye came into the conversation, and they ended up speaking. But Ebro talking his shit as he, you know what I'm saying, I believe he customarily do. You know what I'm saying? I think Ebro definitely is a, is a kind of like a.
This conversation is boring.
You wildin'.
No, continue. I'm just saying this background shit is. Go ahead.
That's what we got out of him. That's the first thing you said, us.
Go ahead. Oh,
just because you care, just because you don't care, motherfucker.
No, see that? No, you're not gonna do that.
Anyways, ain't no popping shit for real. But I just want to go through this actual thing. So Ebro and him are popping shit back and forth. He called Ebro like, yo, I love you, bro. I'm leading with love. If Ebro said, Kanye said, I'm leading with love. Then come what comes next? I love Trump. Ebro was just popping shit on him on the radio. And now he talking about, I love you, Ebro. I just called to say I love you. Then I love Trump. Trump is shitting on all of us. But at the same time, you still got to keep in mind, him and Kanye got a personal relationship, like, before he was president. You know what I'm saying? So.
You feel like this was calculated publicity?
Not just publicity, but, all right, if we really want the world to be great, the only way that's going to happen is if everybody literally loves everybody. But that shit not going to happen. So.
This is the type of stuff that happened before people get killed. Like, they come up with these theories, and then the government come kill them. He probably die tomorrow.
If I die tomorrow, I'll put this podcast out, nigga.
First of all, just keep that energy on that side of the couch. Now, all I got to say is, Kanye, a grown-ass man. You're a grown-ass man. You're a grown-ass man. This is a grown-ass woman. I'm a grown-ass man. It's another grown-ass man right there. We all got our own opinions. What I eat don't make nobody else in his shit. Leave that man alone. Why do everybody care so fucking much? I mean, I understand why everybody cares so much. But in caring so much, don't make yourself look dumb. Because I have literally had this conversation with somebody like 3 days ago. And they represent the population that buys his music, goes to his concerts, supports him, but feel like because they do that, they can control him. And that is just a hold up. So don't try to tell somebody what to think or what to say just because you support their music. Either you're going to like it or you ain't going to like it. He don't know half of these motherfuckers popping shit. Therefore, he ain't gonna change his thoughts because of those strangers. Leave him in his sunken place. He ain't hurting you. That's all I gotta say.
Whoa.
Leave him.
I do have. So, is it that Kanye is... So a lot of people, you know what I mean, we follow Kanye's. I don't have anything to say about his free thinking because everybody's entitled to their own opinion, who they like and who they don't like. But this is the same Kanye who came out, you know, was 9-something years ago saying that George Bush doesn't like black people. So do people feel as though Kanye is not being the real Kanye, or we're just getting to see the real Kanye? Because I understand that people go through life changes and they all want to do certain things like that. They go through metamorphoses. And is it that Kanye is going through a metamorphosis where he feels though he was the butterfly? does he feel as though he's taking the hate out of his whole life? Or is
a biological concept right now?
Does he feel like he's taking hate out of his whole life, or is he just does he just feel like he's switching up? Or is he being different than how he already was?
I mean, at the end of the day, a lot of people have questions, and really all of the questions can only be answered by Kanye. And since Kanye ain't coming here,
but I mean, you know, podcast,
man.
Like, we gonna talk?
No, I'm saying, but I'm here to express my thoughts without being interrupted. I'm just saying.
You're that brother.
When somebody's speaking and you don't have to talk, you still, you're that brother. But what I'm saying is, I get both sides. I'm just saying, a lot of people are so engrossed in groupthink and not having their own opinions that, number one, somebody step out saying some hot shit, i.e. Kanye, and they like, oh, let's just all jump on his back. There's not many people that have their own opinion about it. I just think, if you're going to follow something, follow the whole thing. I mean, you got them people jumping in at the last minute saying bullshit, but... My thing is, he already said he don't have to agree with everything that somebody does. He don't agree with the political decision Donald has made or and is right. making. You said that he had a personal relationship with him before he was the president. Why are people coming down on Kanye? Because he want to be still friends with somebody, even after they doing some bullshit. Now, just like if we like we cool, I mean, there's two different sides of everybody. Like, I'm the other side of you I might not like, but I'm not going to just not fuck with you because you do something different. Because I do different stuff too. So, I mean, just leave him be. And a lot of people feel like, oh, because he said that about George Bush, he got to automatically be that same way in 2018, which comes to your point. Maybe he's changing. I mean, that's everything we're saying is he, him, Kanye. Therefore, there are him, his, Kanye's problems and personal opinions.
But my thing
don't
so
lose no sleep over this go, Kanye shit because he don't give a goddamn about what we
absolutely do. Not, but it's something to talk about. And sure. I think one thing that he brought up is really important, which is the free thinking. Like, being a free thinker, most people, if you're a free thinker, most people are already automatically going to assume that you're pushing up against the norm. You know what I'm saying? I'm saying you just like going against the grain just for the sake of going against the grain. But there are literally people who literally just think outside the box. Like, there are people who just think out in left field. And
but this ain't him thinking out of left field. This is not a creative project.
This is
his opinion on a political party and a political person
on government.
But it's out of
left, it's out of left field because
he's using
a different type
of method. I feel like nobody would have anything to say
method.
If it was not Donald
yeah,
Trump.
If it wasn't
okay,
Kanye.
But okay,
because
hold
it is
on,
Donald
hold
Trump,
on,
don't
hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. Hold on, hold on. So, what do you call the dude Tekashi? What do you call the dude Tekashi? Is there anything different from what Kanye's doing right now versus Tekashi's whole thing?
That's Billy dude, right? Gummo dude.
Yes.
What you mean? What's different? What do you mean?
Is there anything that's different from them? Because it's all based on trying to force shock value out of it. So it's your method and how you're doing it.
Right, but all he said was that. He wanted to make what? Okay, in essence, nothing Kanye West said was like, fuck black people or fuck our heritage, fuck our culture.
He never said that.
Right, so why are we having a whole dilly fit about somebody's own political views?
Well, obviously.
And it's not even a political view because he didn't say he was a Republican. He didn't say he was going to vote for all Republican parties. He didn't say nothing. All he said was he liked Donald Trump.
I'm a passive, but obviously everybody in the room were kind of all on the same side of the table right now.
Oh, okay, cool.
That, but let's not now.
But to argue for argument's sake.
Let's give Kim. First time we finally not arguing. He won't make us argue.
Let's give Kim some credit.
Let's not give her no credit.
See, look, it's people like her. Kim said it's going to be somebody else a couple of years from now that's going to come and say the same thing Kanye is saying. Kanye is that person to what somebody else said in the past. My thing is, it depends. People want to put their feelings on a certain side when it comes to who the message is coming by. People don't care more about the message as they should, as they do about the messenger. So if I could sit here,
right? No, I'm not. Did y'all see that video? She was like, she want to have our black lips, our black eyes.
I'm
gonna
stand alone. But what I'm saying, and having said all of that, I see the point that she was making in saying that somebody else can come and say the same thing Kanye is saying, but they would be treated a different way.
All these Kardashians want to be black. A black lady, a black woman, a black girlfriend with a snatch stay nigga. Like, give me that. You're doing too much today. So, yeah. A little too much attention. Chloe is bad. Chloe? I think
2 points to be made, though, is it the fact of the matter of what Kanye is what Kanye is saying just on Donald Trump, or just how Kanye has been ranting crazy, or... just
but that's freedom of how is it him ranting? If he wasn't, if he would have been one of us, it wouldn't have been a rant. Like, public figures, it's already, they can't even, we have to look at it from their point of view. Like, they can't live a regular people life because they have everybody looking up to them. And you can't look up to public figures. You can't look up to artists. You got to be your own person. Like, y'all saw that that video with Lil Wayne? He was like, I can't show you how to live life. You just got to know how to live your life. Mm-hmm. It's the same thing. We can't bash somebody or come at somebody or question somebody's thoughts.
Also said, I never experienced racism, so racism
doesn't
exist. But it's just for argument purposes.
Right. However, he can't teach you how to freaking live. He can't show you how to live. You got to be able to live yourself.
And this is why I asked this question, because we come from Kanye, who, now Kanye, now this is where we bring up the Kardashians as well, because do you think that Kanye wants to be in
the... Don't we say nothing about that.
No, for real, because
they will be right after us. But
don't
say
that name, because sue us. Chris is coming for us. I don't, because I'm on your side.
Do you believe that because of the Kardashian influence that Kanye acts a certain way?
Absolutely not. Kanye been Kanye since...
Because they're...
Kanye always wanted to... Hold on, let me...
Because...
Kanye always wanted to have some type of white person...
Well, yeah. Well, Kanye always wanted to have some type of attention.
Well, let me not even say white person. He always wanted to have corporate recognition.
Exactly. So,
but like, I'm talking like high end. So I remember like back in the day, like he had that huge fit because... was it Louis V or Versace? Louis V, they wouldn't, like, the top people wouldn't meet with him.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? He had creative ideas, like, you're a designer, bro.
The CEO
doesn't have to meet with you. I mean, granted, you're making what makes their brand popping, but you're one of their designers.
Exactly.
The CEO of a whole corporation don't have to meet with you.
But this is what I'm saying. This, we see these things with Kanye, right? Where Kanye, he's going through all these love things, and I love Trump and whatever like that. If we take it back, what, 3-4 years ago, when he still had the same, he had the little beef with Jay-Z. Now he's going on all those concerts saying this crazy stuff about Jay-Z. Jay-Z don't fuck with him, all this type of stuff. And although, like, you know, that's Kanye as a person, right? It's weird to say that that was Kanye, and now Kanye is going to this point where, oh, I love everybody, I love this, I do this, da da da. Is it because he's releasing a new album, or is it because he's coming up with new music, or is it because you think Kanye or is it promotion for his album?
It could be because the wind blew that way. But at the end of the day, mm-hmm. he's an individual just like we're individuals.
Exactly.
We can have a mood swing, and it's only because he's a public figure that everybody is so invested in it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, granted, you know, if I was a public figure, you know, I'm just living my life or whatever.
Exactly.
That outside noise from the public that mm-hmm. I know is already putting pressure on me and looking at me, mm-hmm. I can react to that, and I can do so publicly, and that can be why I do this or do that.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody has to understand that people are well-rounded. Like,
exactly.
We are all influenced by something, you know. Our feelings and everything can be infiltrated. So it's mm-hmm. like, what the fuck y'all doing on my phone?
Watching porn.
Yeah, okay. Anyway.
Your battery's about to die, asshole.
I just
well,
I just think we like, man, let's not spend too much time on him, you know. Just could be another, you know, some people I know are saying this is a distraction from the motherfucking missiles with them Koreas. See now, if it turned out that y'all is spending time on Kanye and Kim and them, and we die tomorrow when we could have been thinking about some shit, it would be my prayer that you all go to hell.
But, and that's just what I'm saying. So, do y'all think that this is a Kanye? Because before Kanye comes with albums, he always does something to, you know what I mean, get people going. He just does that. He always kind of.
You got to get the people going.
And that's, that's what I'm saying. Do you think.
Honestly, I don't really think it's no promotion kind of thing. Because he could have just dropped out some more sneakers and got money from it. This ain't nothing that's just. I don't feel like it was a matter of.
Kanye doesn't need a gimmick to sell records.
Right. It's Kanye. That's like Jay Z. Exactly. He don't got a. Lemonade came out the night before she started putting out tickets for her tour. Like, I don't think it was that. I literally think it was just the fact that maybe he's at a point in his life where he's like, you know what? Maybe he feel like he ruined a good friendship.
Well,
now their kids never gonna play.
Well, even then.
Blue Ivy needs friends.
This is what Kanye is doing as well. He's coming out with an album with Cudi, who a couple years ago, Kid Cudi and Kanye had beef as well.
Yeah. Well, maybe he had a point where he don't want to have no more beef.
If this is his way of marketing anything, then what can happen next is he's going to come out with another album with Jay-Z. It's going to be a Jay-Z and Kanye song. This will be a perfect time. Because
Jay wants to do that.
But this will be a perfect time for him to do that because right now, and this is just speaking from a music perspective.
That Jay don't want to do that, though.
This is coming from a music perspective now. You mean he built it up. He built up. Now
if he's like, I was Jay at the current moment, I'm not doing it.
Well, now Kanye's coming out with the I Love Everybody thing. Right. Now he's coming out with this I Love
at
Everybody.
At the current, but he's still
fixing all his problems.
I agree with you.
At the current moment, Kanye's still taking the L. Did y'all listen to Ye versus the People with him and T.I.? And they're having a conversation. And pretty much T.I. is like, are you willing to risk your legacy for something that, granted, is something that you feel is important, but the way you're going about it is, yeah. You know what I'm saying?
But that's
partner.
What people do as artists. That's what T.I. does when he puts out his music.
Yeah.
He taking that risk. Kanye's taking that same risk. So, although I didn't hear that conversation, I think that that's dope. But I have a church announcements.
R. Kelly says he's heartbroken by the sexual misconduct allegations against him.
Okay.
And I quote, the women in my life are consenting adults, and they were with me on their own free will.
All right, so the whole R. Kelly thing. Yeah.
Wait.
What we not gonna do?
Let's talk about the Pied Piper R&B. That's what we not gonna do.
Robert Kelly.
We not gonna talk about him.
We ain't about to talk about him or Bill Cosby, right?
Oh my God.
So we not
prayers up for him being heartbroken over this.
I don't feel like he heartbroken at all, but I do feel like those are grown women.
What's
they
wrong with
are
women?
Free
why a man
women.
Can't feel some kind of way.
No,
women want
no.
you to feel what they
no.
want you to feel.
I don't think he heartbroken.
Look, she like, oh, he can't be heartbroken. Why he
I
can't
didn't
be
say he can't be heartbroken. I don't think he's. I don't
My
feel like he's
this.
Heartbroken.
You said what I mean. You don't know what you're talking about.
However,
my thing is this. Man,
Do you believe he's heartbroken?
That's not what I'm going to comment on.
Okay.
I believe that as a human being, you have emotions, and if your name is being drugged through the mud and you know the real truth, you're going to feel some kind of way, whether you let that out or not. So I'm not here to be like, oh, I know he's feeling this way, he's feeling that way. I'm just saying.
But you can't do that.
Prayers, why can't I?
You can't always do that in entertainment. When you're in a public spotlight, you can't, even if your name's getting dragged, sometimes you just got to let your name get dragged and let that shit run.
Peep Usher.
I'm not here
Peep
to
Usher.
Argue with
he
y'all.
Didn't
I'm
say he was heartbroken.
Opinion.
He didn't say he was heartbroken another day. That's, he was silent. We didn't hear
y'all
nothing.
Y'all know who y'all can learn from when shit come up about you and don't say nothing? Beyonce.
Well, that's because
everybody
she got
Beyonce's fucking credentials.
Or her money. First of all, she got
you
niggas to sign non-disclosures.
For you to be silent,
okay?
And to live your life and put on your
first
concert?
Of all, I feel
no.
like
they're
she,
talking about
she
credentials
signed to
and
a label?
Monies.
Well, you know Beyonce.
Or is she independent?
Is
she signed to a label or is she independent?
Look behind you. Yeah, look behind you. That's where my point went. I didn't say nothing about no credentials. I didn't say nothing about nobody's monies. Her mouth is closed. Her mouth is closed. That costs her $0 and 0 cents. Her mouth is closed.
Why
she mind her business. And she do what she want to do. If y'all saying that, then also realize that it don't cost you no money, no record label, no nothing to sit in your house and set your motherfucking mouth when somebody is spreading lies about
but
you.
That's not
I do it all the time. And I'm a broke motherfucker at the moment. At the moment. Take that's a not- lesson from the regular folk celebrities. Just what chill.
What did she be quiet
just
about?
Chill.
Though?
How about you?
Just what did chill. She be quiet about? What was she, what was her
I'm
silence?
Sure people, I'm right. sure really people are burning and have all these questions. They want to ask about the elevator all these years later. They want to ask about Kanye, ask about this, ask about that. She ain't giving them the opportunity. Like y'all saying, you know, they stay in. You know, they don't go on interview. They don't do this
right,
stuff.
Right, right.
You know, it's tactics you can take that are free that, you know, can keep your name a good standing, you know, or right. shift your whole perception that people have of you.
Do you also think that's a marketing ploy? I think a lot of it comes
I
from
I do. I believe Beyonce will not say nothing ever to damage who she is as a person or as an artist to other people that
well,
buy her stuff.
We don't know Beyonce's personal life, right? Besides, you know, Jay-Z cheated, right? But that was a whole marketing ploy in itself. Jay-Z unfaithful, right? She come out with Lemonade. Heartbroken, all that. Jay-Z come out.
Hold on. Shout out of Canada. How'd y'all feel about her Coachella performance?
All right, so first off.
African American Greek. I just feel shocked and appalled that she would put Beta Delta Kappa on her goddamn sweater without motherfucking knowing that that meant something. Okay, that is just. And then who was that?
Is she shimmy? Did you see?
Bruh. She's a noob. She was doing the alpha train.
I was going to watch it. Okay. I wish that she had instead of creating her own. Okay, hold on. Before I even get to the negative, the performance was lit.
No, absolutely.
I know the whole performance was lit. I didn't get to watch the entire whole performance.
She's
I'm just
an
here.
Like,
I'm just here to comment on that because
okay,
y'all are
so let's,
Greek.
Let's,
so just let me
let's
say
cover,
what I
let's
say.
Cover the just the
yeah.
performance part.
All right, you know, hundreds of dancers. She employed them. You know, some of them, you know, was young like us. You know, she employed them. That was, you know, shout out to her.
Spectacular. Shout out to them.
You know what? That guy.
Thank you.
That I'm that brother that is all for blacks, and I would do it at the expense of some feelings of other races. I'm that brother. I am, and unlike Beyonce, I'm not gonna just let my work speak for itself. I'm gonna speak with my work too.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm gonna say this for her. She employed majority, you know, of her little cast and stuff was black. And that I love. And that I feel like she should do again
absolutely.
And again and again and again and again, because Black Lives Matter. Always did and always will. Now, she danced and sang for 2 hours straight. You know, shout out to Matthew Knowles. You know, he prepped them, you know, had them singing on the treadmills and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she just really bust them up.
Mm-hmm.
She bust them up. You know, she broke headlines. She's very strategic in what she does because not only did she herself, you know, make history, she made history with her two best friends because
mm-hmm.
they were also the first girl group to, you know, do that.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, shout out to her. That's all I got to say about the matter. Now, y'all agree.
Great performance. I swear it was a great performance.
Yeah.
Not saying it was not a great
right.
performance, but I'm talking about the logistics.
As being a member of a Greek organization.
Wait, so all of y'all here is Greeks except for me?
Y'all too.
We're not Greek.
But you know, you can't.
Oh,
I stand alone.
Shit. Oh, I ain't shit. Yeah, Mike is. My PMC is holding it down as usual. You know what it is. You can't hear him because all the mics is over here. Y'all might not even hear me right now.
But you know what I mean? You just can't do that. I don't know. Like,
you just can't do that.
I know it sounds crazy.
You just can't do that.
You
that
know,
shit
because,
is unacceptable.
Because
like,
you know what's going to be crazy? When we go on campus and we see that one white girl with the jacket on.
And now all of a sudden, y'all peep Greek shenanigans when everybody talking about I'm a proud sister, a Beta Delta Kappa. Like, when was this acceptable? Right, like, what
and
the?
And now you're going to come to campus and you're going to hear a song like, we're going to do Beyonce performance to this song.
Like,
now
what?
It's Greeks, it's the non-organization.
Beyonce spelled her name. Hold on, I gotta pull the actual thing up. So I can really see what it says.
First of all, like the E's were Sigma signs.
Exactly. That's an S.
See? Like, it's little stuff. That was not your name. That's realistically. Theta, something was in there too. It was T's. Like, you have too much money, okay, to not be paying these people to correctly spell your name.
She has enough grease around her.
Right.
I understand if you're just a dancer.
I don't care. I would have said something. Look, sis. Sorry, sis. That's not Beyonce. Like, you should have told her that Sigma sign was an S. You should have just told her that little thing that looked like a QE is not an E. Why does everybody think that the E, you feel me? Why people don't just get the Greek alphabet before they start doing shit?
But even then, like, just don't. Yo, Beyonce got enough creativity around her. She could have made up some fake letters and we would have been cool with it.
Here's
right?
the thing, here's the thing, here's the thing, here's the thing, here's the thing. People will listen to this and see it and be like, yo, y'all, first of all, y'all mad uptight for being that finicky and being that picky about some shit. But think about it this way. If she brought a classical band out, right? If she brought a classical band out and was talking about this is HBCU culture, y'all would be sick too.
You know what I
mean? If you misrepresent something, even if it's on a small little scale, as something as small as the Greek letters, think about that. So that's so basic. If it's so basic, why couldn't you do your research on something so basic? And also, if you're going to big up HBCUs, this, that, and the third, I would have rather you actually bring out some HBCU bands and bring out some actual Greeks. Well, not actually, well, they were actual Greeks, yeah, but actual Greek organizations to do that performance with you. Now, granted, you got to go through a whole national process. Beyonce, people got to clear, but it's Beyonce, dog. Whose org is not going to?
We're going to get killed. Beyonce in Greek letters is Beyonce. B for beta, E for. Oh my God, that's why they did all the extra shit.
There's no C in.
Right, but what was that? What else they was going to put for it?
Sing
that's probably why.
You're right. Damn.
Now that you think about it, it's like, damn. You can't spell Beyonce. You can't. You Greek. Already Beyonce in Greek letters is Beyonce. You can't do nothing.
Well,
else
I mean,
with
man,
it.
I already obviously that's why she tried to spice it up. But like, nigga,
don't do it again.
Schlant.
Don't do it again. You failed.
And then to actually throw up the Kappa symbol. And to actually shimmy, but not show love to anybody else. Yo, come on, B. Like,
yo, what's he supposed to blue fly? Blue, like, what did you? What was you looking for?
But I'm just saying, like,
you was looking for her to say go mob or something. Like, what?
She could. But this is when they stepping and strolling. This is when they dancing.
Oh, she's supposed to hit a Sigma walk real quick.
Sigma walk. They could have. She could have so much other. You gonna throw up one organization under a fake organization? And called it this gift thing?
It would have been better off if she had to just...
Black youngster. Oh.
Black kids do they.
Oh.
Toot-toot.
Ain't nobody saying nothing to Black Yester with that little shimmy too.
I'm not a Greek, so I'm not gonna say nothing about this matter. I'm just gonna sit here and wait for the tides to change in the next.
Why didn't you pledge anything in your school years?
Whoa. It wasn't anything. I wouldn't. It was
he went to
personal.
Seminary. Next subject. Well,
we
do we go back?
I got a basketball scholarship.
Do we go back or do we keep moving?
Yeah, they want me to play for me too.
And we keep it moving.
Yeah, but my personal preference, I just didn't. It wasn't my thing.
You could have joined a singing organization.
I am in a group, by the way. I'm that brother. But I'm just saying, I got a book on Greek life. My cousin was a Greek. Her father, like, it goes deep. But I wasn't with the pressure. It wasn't something I wanted to do. And yeah, it's just, you know, it's just not my thing.
Okay.
Got you. Not for everybody.
So now you're just here.
Al Horford for three.
Silence.
But I was going to say you look familiar. Though. Have you ever come to the campus for anything?
Never.
Well, never mind.
The coach was kind of, he was at all my games and shit. Cool dude.
Yeah, I'm not.
All right, so the new thing that I've been seeing on Twitter today is, have y'all been seeing, like, the Dyke photos?
Am I the only person that doesn't have a Twitter?
You might be the only person without a Twitter.
You have a Twitter?
Yes, I have a Twitter.
You have a Twitter, Mike?
I'm going to pull it up. It's a picture.
Everybody does not have Twitter here.
You used to have a Twitter, though.
He used to have a Twitter. I mean, you are like 30.
Hold up.
You had a Twitter back when Hit the Floor was on. Everybody used to watch Bad Girls Club. What night was it?
Wait a minute.
Was it Tuesday? Was it a Wednesday?
Wait a minute. We definitely gotta put him on the spot. That was funny. No, how you do the dramatic?
No, go ahead.
What you mean? Go ahead. You done muted the whole podcast.
I think it's that one. I think it's
I think it's
the one you're at.
Dropping
though.
The shit. Yo, shout out to the two people that's still here. Hey, okay, shout out to Nova, you know what I'm saying? We in EO right now.
Oh, I thought you were here.
It's been a solid two people on the live the whole time, you know what I'm saying? Like, we've done zero promo for this. We put out no type of, like, branding for this.
But you did say you had a Twitter in 88, though.
Here we go.
It's my ass to talk about some Mu Alpha Gamma.
Whoa!
So,
let me see. This
actually kind of popped up on my timeline.
Wait, let me see this.
Okay, just so y'all know what we're looking at is a strap on that's cut up with some
13s.
Fucked up, cut up Jordans.
13s.
Can I get a close up?
The 13s, bro.
No?
That's
okay.
Cheating. You know what I mean?
So you cut up her strap?
I don't know. I don't.
My dick. Wait.
In the comments, she said, "Oh, my dick."
Like, my dick face palm, but it's like the dude face palm. My 13s dude face palm. I want to cry all over again. I'm hurt as
is
fuck.
She physically hurt, or like
my dick.
It's like a physical, bitch! Emotional pain. Like, first of all, we don't know how much this costs, sis. Mr. Man, we don't know how much this costs.
I don't know.
Maybe this was like the favorite one though. Like maybe this was like that. This was that. One.
Yo, there was an episode of Shameless. Like maybe, how many dicks did she have?
Maybe this was
my dick.
This was like the best one she had ever purchased. Like maybe that was a gift from her. Like you know what I'm saying? You never know.
I don't know.
We gotta talk about something else.
That brings us to the topic. When we got here, yo, oh my goodness. When we first got here, I sat down and I was like, damn. We just willingly sat down. We don't even know if this nigga just had sex here. We don't know if we need to black like this. You know what I'm saying? Like, what if he just had sex and just nutted all on this couch? So I had to literally have a conversation. Because I really can't. I hate, even when I go to his house, I literally just think, okay, his girlfriend was not just here. They did not just have sex right here. You got to think positive thoughts. Because you'll really be sitting in somebody nut and not even know it.
We are sitting on a futon right now.
Exactly. So you probably wasn't smacking her shit right here. You probably wasn't creative.
Yo, you're out of pocket,
that's
dog.
We can't take you nowhere. Nobody nowhere.
No, that's why she on this podcast, nigga.
After this podcast, you're going to be going to people's house looking on people's couches like.
I do that at every house. I swear.
Hey, listen. If y'all used to watch Roommates?
I do that.
When they get the black light.
Yes.
Can you get, is there like a black light app?
I don't know. I got a black light in the room.
Put it on J Ho outfit right now.
Yo. That's what I said. When I sat down, I looked at you, I said, I'm not even about to think about it, but I'm pretty sure.
Don't put it on me.
But I talked to you about it when we got here.
No, we ain't have no conversation about that. She lying.
We did.
You lying. Mm-mm. What's that? Why you keep making that noise?
First of all, I love Cardi B.
She's a Cardi B.
So like
they don't buzz. They.
Yeah, you see her? She was like.
You sound like a downtown North pigeon.
That's what it is.
She sound like a hoot hoot. So I've been trying to pass.
Oh my god! But I
want to
bring. I just want to just ask this one question, and then I'm not gonna ask anything else. Okay.
Are you sure?
Mm-hmm.
Promise.
Who's a better entertainer, Michael Jackson or Beyonce? And don't nobody piss me off.
Michael, this couch Michael times Jackson. And how dare you have just done that?
Michael First of all, Jackson. Ask, no, because people ask this on Instagram, and they said, and they said Beyonce,
not on this podcast.
They said Beyonce. I was a little hurt, but what do you think? What do you think? See, look, it's niggas like that that gotta think. Everybody else just said Michael Jackson. Look at this.
I think it's the times. I really do, because that's like comparing Michael Jordan to LeBron James.
People do it. People do it.
No, it's not.
The times don't change. They're still both great players of their time.
Dog, if they were in the same time.
You can never say that. If Beyonce was out at the same time Michael Jackson.
Beyonce's not better than Michael Jackson.
I'm not saying she,
she can't dance like Michael Jackson. She wasn't a star as young as Michael Jackson.
But I'm not saying that she is better or Michael's better. I'm just saying that it's the times. I can't really choose. Because Beyonce's in my time.
Michael Jackson hair was real.
Did Michael Jackson have Coachella? Michael Jackson didn't even make his own. He didn't. Exactly. Yo, it's son, different times.
Mike didn't need Coachella. Mike's concerts was more lit. It's the same shit as Coachella.
You feel me? Like, I'm saying.
All of these. You're talking about Beyonce, and I'm pretty sure you're talking about who her influences are.
Well, of course.
That's going to be somebody that she looks up to.
Of course, but I'm saying.
And somebody she strives to be like, not even to be, maybe be greater than, but she's still striving to be greater than him, which means she's not better than him.
Michael Jackson, like, just like I said, LeBron James.
Exactly.
Jordan was always going to be better.
Jordan is better.
But yeah, but.
Jordan is better than LeBron.
What they do, because the time of the league is different.
LeBron happens to be Jordan, just 6'10". Well, a slightly lesser Jordan, just 6'10". Yeah. Less competitive Jordan.
He just put up 45 the other day, man. We're not even talking about LeBron, bro. LeBron, go he going?
6 rings, nigga.
That's what I'm saying.
Shout out to me.
Are we done?
That's my
question. Huh? Yo, you about to get kicked off the podcast, bro. Start talking.
Who gonna kick me off?
Nigga, me.
You just won't get another invite.
Who gonna kick me off?
Us.
Who gonna kick me off?
What part of us?
You know what? When black people are trying to come together and do something positive.
Who gonna kick us off?
You're that brother. You're that brother.
Bye, wig.
You saw that snapback? That shit was like...
I said what I said. I see you. We see each other.
Listen. Sis. I'll kick you off. And he'll join.
I'm not here to demonize or put down anybody because your character speaks for itself.
Lift me up
so
then.
So when y'all...
Lift me up then. Lift me up then.
Run the tape back and see what she just did.
Lift me up then.
When they go low... We go high.
The Lord will always allow me to prevail, baby.
Yeah, I need people to stop lying on God. So.
I cannot wait till we turn this off.
So,
I'm going to lock the door. How you going
to
get home?
Let's go to Twitter and see what's going on.
Oh, I was about to end it, but okay. All right. Well,
okay.
Just because
come on in.
Have nothing else to say all day now. You want to discuss? No. It's over. You should have been communicative when you had the chance. Twitter's a dub. And you're on Instagram.
Like,
sorry. Tunde has spoken. Tunde has spoken. Tunde.
Thank you, hood rats.
I'm not a hood rat. All the time.
Stupid
I was a hood rat today.
Anyways. That's a wrap for the day. We can always like record a little afterthought. I don't want to call it an afterthought because now it sounds like I'm just biting Joe Budden, dog. Like, fuck. But we can do what we did the first time, and you know what I'm saying? Just record a little after conversation, you know what I'm saying? A little chill down and shit like that. But looks like we're done here. Jay continues to look at people like Porky the Pig and shit. BJ's packing his vape. Danny keeps purring.
No, I'm not a kitten. I'm a pigeon.
Danny continues to be a bird.
I'm a bird.
And I'm about to drink some more wine.
Is that Thotty?
Mike's neck probably hurt from...
Facts. Is his
head.
Looking
like
at this. Nick got the illest crick in his neck. He been looking at the camera like this for the last 45 minutes. So, anybody? Anything to say?
Signing BJ? Off, the goddess, 2 underscores on the gram. Jai.visuals. Like a picture or two.
Conflict the Kid on Twitter. I make beats. Holla at me.
Conflict the Kid, not the, because we don't use proper English. King_Barrow on all social medias. Shout out to the fact that I finally reached 1,000 followers.
Yay!
DJ 1K? Stacey Spins go to hell because she unfollowed me. Just so I couldn't have 1,000 followers when she followed me back.
Damn.
Shout out to A-Game getting to the bag. He could have been here tonight. The other fourth member of the podcast. Thank you to BJ for holding in for him. But yeah, so shout out to A-Game. He getting to the bag tonight, you know what I'm saying?
I'm money just getting first. To the money. Shout out to the cameraman. Come on. Shout out to the Bammer man.
All right, y'all. So we'll catch y'all next time we actually get back together.
Whole lot of gang shit.